Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Right back in it on a 9 o'clock spot here on Fesco and Dusty. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Matt McMullen will join us on the roundtable. Some more Chiefs perspective and insight on the game on Sunday at noon in Cleveland.
And we're going to have to ask him about eating all of Matt Nagy's food and starring in the Hallmark movie.
Yeah, big, big week for Matty Mac.
How do you think he felt after eating the Nagy special?
Like garbage. I mean, it was a Big Mac, a double cheese, McChicken. No pickle, no onion. No,
wasn't
chicken,
a fish fillet in there?
Fish fillet, chicken nuggets, a hot fudge sundae, and a Diet Coke.
But you got to have the Diet Coke to wash it all down, Matt.
A McDonald's Coke, man. That thing just hits from a whole nother level.
When you're hungover, at least I've heard this.
Never
I don't
had
know.
One.
The McDonald's Coke is like better than anything they say.
I mean, it's legit.
Oh, it's amazing. The McDonald's Sprite has like electricity running through it, dude.
Speaking of McDonald's.
Get you pissed lightning, boy.
you want to talk about Richards of the Week? Yeah. Speaking of McDonald's, they're trying not to pay the McDonald's worker that turned in Luigi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
Because they called the wrong number? I mean, come on.
Somebody
told me
you have the wrong number.
Yeah, but somebody, I was talking to somebody that this happens a lot where they try not to pay these people for turning folks in.
I think it was Maller.
Was it Maller that was telling
us
that?
To him like we were talking to him before we were doing our show.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, did you guys hear about this story? And he's like, yeah. And then I think he was like, yeah, apparently they do that a lot.
Pay this person.
What's the company that gives you the free home?
Publishers Clearinghouse, yeah.
Is that real? That's real, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
I always wanted to show up at my house just with a big check.
Yeah.
Richard of the Week.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
It is that time on a Friday for Richard of the Week. Are we still going in the order of the way the name appears on the list?
Yes.
Okay. Boys, I want to start off and I want to tell you that I'm a team player. I let Mac and Drew run with my show. Title self-created after hours. Said, you guys go do it. That's where you need to get better. You get your reps, get your action. Nice guy. Team guy. Give Bob high fives all the time. Used to flip Kling off to piss him off to give him a little extra energy in the morning. It worked. I go into our office. I spec in anything. Carrington, do you need me for an hour today? Even though I'm on from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., I'll come in at 3 if you need it. I don't really say that.
No, he doesn't say that.
He's never said that.
But here's the deal. Cody Tapp. Richard of the Week. He knows it's coming. He knows it's coming. Not because he stole the tweet. Because he like-shamed me.
Yeah.
You can't be like-shaming people out there,
you
Cody.
You don't comment on another man's likes.
You bake some good stuff. You sing some songs that get people either entertained or turned off. Either way, you're doing your job. You're a good dad. But you were a Richard this week. You thought the reason I was upset that you stole my tweet is because it only had 10 likes. I don't do tweets for likes. I do tweets because I try to be as relatable to everybody else that's thinking maybe the same thing. And I get accused of stealing somebody's credit, never saw the text. They then reach out to me on Facebook Messenger and said, hey, man, you know, I was just kidding. I thought you saw my text, and then you said the same thing. Look, I keep the text line open. I can't read them all. This is a very popular show. Lots of texts come in. Sometimes we're selective. Didn't see it. Not only that, does he like shame me, but then he retweeted it and liked it and then hung up on me on their show. That is a joke. He didn't hung up. The call got dropped, apparently, they said.
Allegedly.
But man, come on, Cody. You know I ain't out here doing it for likes. I mean, I didn't pay for a check mark. I wasn't devastated when mine was going to get taken away because I never had one. Didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
I use Twitter because in this job description, they say you might want to have some social media. I also kind of like Twitter, kind of addicting to it. I don't know. It's kind of a weird addicting drug. But again, Cody Tapp, not mad at you for stealing the tweet. Thank you. Like shaming somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Eh. Hey, guys, you see my newest post? It says it's got 118 likes. Cool, man.
Great. I don't know that I've ever said it to anybody about how many likes something has gotten, because I don't care.
So he gets Richard shamed this week on Rich of the Week. Cody, he knows it's coming. Yeah. It's not behind his back. I told him, you already know. You know who my Rich of the Week is. And he said, what's that? And I said, thanks for listening, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Mac, you're up next. All righty. They handed it to me last night. Devondre Campbell.
Don't snort.
It's the Richard of the Week, man.
Because he quit on his team?
He quit on his team, absolutely. It's trash.
Why did you originally have our office lady, Joe, on
oh,
there?
Oh, you said her name?
Come on, Bob.
Oh, she's a sweetheart.
She's a wonderful woman, and you were mad.
That's why I took her off. I was upset.
Because she led you the wrong way.
She betrayed me. She betrayed me for Dusty. And I know where your heart lies now, Joe. It's okay.
Very few times am I more considered more beautiful than Mac. Very rare. My sister's in love with Mac. Some of my friends.
My wife's in love with Mac.
My sister said Mac is so beautiful. His hair, his facial structure, like literally.
Oh, I know a lot of people that are in love with you. You better get your girlfriend here fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fiance.
Fiance. Oh, they said Beyonce. Oh. Not now. We got to cool it on those names, man. Got to cool it on
that. Not the time.
But yeah.
Oh, that's very nice of them.
And I think Joe probably, you know, might have a crush on me and try to give me some pointers.
So. No, I think so.
Okay.
It's all right.
That's why I
gave
go.
Mac exactly where that thing was.
Oh,
you gave me the
did.
First
no,
clue,
Bob had it.
And I said, oh, I know exactly where it is. Yep. Go, you know.
He was right. And I was just late.
Yeah. So you got to listen to your elders.
Yeah, I know.
Shout out Joe, man.
Joe's best.
Great. Joe's awesome.
I'm going to tell you this.
She is a queen. She should be on the round table some week.
Well, we can have her in.
That's true. We should.
We'll have her in, and we'll get Lurline back in to sing, too.
Oh, that was so great.
Oh, my God. It was the best.
I love that woman, too. Yeah,
she'll be in. Christmas party next week. We'll probably try to get her in Friday to sing again.
There'll be a whiskey and Coke in that hand.
But I will say this about Joe, who's our, she does everything
around
here.
She put up all the Christmas decorations.
And that's where I'm going. Her Christmas tree in our lobby is one of the best Christmas trees that I think I have ever seen.
It's immaculate.
It is
kiss
so
my ass,
good.
Rockefeller.
Yeah, right. No, I mean, it's gorgeous. I walk in every morning and I just go, God, that tree, it's beautiful. It's perfect. It is wonderful. It's just so well done. So I'm glad you didn't give Joe that award this week because she's the best.
That's why I took it off.
Somebody on the 816 says, Cody likes shaming when he averages 4 likes a tweet. Come on now. Let's not all be Richard.
Well,
that's funny.
When you tweet at rapid speed, it's hard for people to keep up.
Yeah.
Me, I'm going to go this week.
Okay. Tony Dungy?
Tony Dungy is like the grandfathered in.
He's Richard of the Year? Because we have to do that in a month. We have to do our Richard of the Year.
Well, next week probably we should.
Yeah, because you'll be in Hawaii.
And then we really don't have much after
that. Oh, honestly.
But no, Richard of the Year is Tony Dungy. He's Richard of the Decade. He's Richard of the Century. But I'm giving it this week to Littlefinger because this guy has the balls to go
He's
on.
He's the quarterback of the Jets. We refuse to say his name, and he's a lot like Peter Baelish in Game of Thrones. That's why we call him Littlefinger. Proceed, Mr. Fesco.
Thank you for clarifying all that. Yes. This guy has the balls this week to go on ESPN and talk about how people are just trying to get attention by going on ESPN. And then went on ESPN and said nobody has any experience playing in the league, and they're just trying to stay relevant for those who did. Says the man for the last 2 years who was paid, I think, $1 million a year to go on with Pat McAfee and spew his takes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got the balls to say that people are just going on there seeking attention when one of those years that he went on there, you didn't play, mm-hmm. and the other year you're 3-10. Who's seeking attention, narcissist?
Yeah. I don't know what these drones are, man. They're just flying.
And that's why the drone thing is just so great for me. I mean, I know my dad is all freaked out about it. He's sending me pictures.
As
he finally saw his first one last night. But the fact that Aaron Rodgers is in the center of all of this is just, that's fine. The fact that he's in the middle of all of this
right.
with the ayahuasca, the darkness retreats, and now all of a sudden drones are invading New Jersey, and he's out in the field licking a toad, looking up and going, oh.
816 says, this is why he has such a punch me face.
Yeah. Spectre did tell me this yesterday, too. He goes, you were right about that guy all along. I go, I know I was. He goes, I didn't want to believe it, but that guy's a douche. I'm like, yeah.
Well, doesn't take much.
Like, I mean, really?
Like, where do you want us to start? I just think it's funny. Back in the day, we were like, man, I can't believe his family doesn't listen to
right.
him or talk
right.
to him.
We were like, I can't believe his family doesn't like him. I can't believe. Now we know why his family doesn't like him and why he's only won Super Bowl win. Because nobody likes the guy.
They didn't put any talent around him because nobody wanted to come.
Yeah. Nobody wanted to. Oh, you, him? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Yeah. So you
like,
go
look
with,
in the mirror, bro.
You go with Lord Baelish. Mm-hmm. He goes with the quitter, and I go with the like shamer.
That's right.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.